KFYO 639, good morning, Tom and Laura. Vikram Baliga joins us in the studio this morning. Hey, man, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on. And, you know, I'm always happy to get a last-minute call to come do something like this. I think it's great.
Well, I need to tell people why we gave you a last-minute call. You know, the smartphones are so smart that they correct misspellings. Now, Vikram's name is spelled V-I-K-R-A-M.
Mm-hmm.
So when I entered it and saved it in my phone, it saved it as Viking.
Oh, goody.
I mean, it could have been worse.
Yeah, that's true.
At least that's kind of cool.
So anyway, for weeks, I was like, I should have called him during the day. Anyway, we've got this oak wilt going around.
This is important information people need to know about their trees.
Yeah, I mean, because trees are a huge investment. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, when they're just, I guess, a couple of years old, when you buy a good-sized tree in a nursery... I mean, you're paying $1,000.
Yeah, you can easily. And so, you know, you talk about the value of a tree and, you know, yeah, it adds quite a bit to your property value. And that's sometimes hard to figure up exactly. But, you know, there's a replacement cost for a tree. So when a tree dies, if you want a tree that size, it can be a lot of money, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to put it back like it was, you know, an old 50, 60 plus year old tree. So, yeah, we definitely want to be protecting our trees and our big oaks that we have all over town.
You know, in addition to that, when you have a tree that big that goes out, I've seen people try and put large mature trees in the ground, and the mortality rate's crazy because it's so stinking hot here.
It is hot. It is hot, and there's a right time to do it and a wrong time to do it, and July is not the right time to do it, to plant a large tree. You can do it if you can add enough water and keep on top of it and just make sure that it, you know, doesn't burst into flame in our 1,000-degree days that we get. But, you know, and it's possible to transplant a big 30-inch caliper tree, but, you know, that's something you definitely want a professional to do. They've got the equipment to do something like that and to undertake it, and, you know, the success rate's much higher that way.
Okay, just exactly what is oak wilt and how bad is it? How does it kill a tree?
Okay, so oak wilt is a fungus that attacks the vascular system of the tree. So the parts of the tree and the cells in the tree that take up water that, you know, pull it up into the leaves. So a tree is kind of like a big vacuum pump. When there's openings on the leaves that open up and they release water vapor. When that happens, it pulls water into the roots and up through the plant system. When the oak wilt gets in there, it causes the tree to kind of plug up those. I mean, it's almost like a big straw, you know. It's kind of like a big pump and a straw. So it causes it to pump up or to plug up that system, and the tree can't get water to the leaves. It can't get the nutrients it needs to sustain its life. And so it's a very aggressive fungus. It's an aggressive tree disease. You know, I've seen and I've heard of red oaks, which we have a lot of around here, that'll decline and go out in weeks or in a couple of months when in a bad bad infection of oak wilt.
What are some signs of that?
You'll notice it on the leaves. If on a live oak, you'll see the veins of the leaf start to turn a yellow and then a brown, and while the rest of the leaf stays green for a while, and then it'll turn brown. In a red oak, you'll start to see it essentially scorching back from the tips, and it'll look like severe water stress. The leaf just starts to burn back and brown from the tips.
Wow. Is there any way to prevent it?
It can be treated with fungicides. It has to be injected into the tree. You have to know that oak wilt's in the area. It's an expensive treatment. It's effective, and you can help prevent it from being taken up into the tree. But once oak wilt is contracted, all you can do is slow it down. You can't cure it once the tree has it.
Wow.
What areas are we having trouble with this?
There's several areas around town.
Hey, real quick, joining us on the phone is arborist and tree expert James Tuttle, Tree Living Care. Welcome to the program, James.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
And, of course, you know, we got your friend Vic Baliga in the house with us. Vic,
yeah,
was telling
morning, James.
Morning, Vic.
Vic was telling us that you guys were hopping around town and looking at some different centers. Where do you see the concentration of the oak wilt happening right now?
What I'm seeing happening right now is mostly in Lake Ridge. That's the most active area. There's oak wilt in Rush, at least two different centers. There used to be three, but an oak wilt center, by the way, is a point of infection, then outward spread via root grafting. And some of these centers have just killed so many trees grown outward so far that they've, you know, smaller centers have coalesced into one large center.
Not good.
Yeah, it's the most activity right now, though, is out in Lake Ridge, seems to be. I'm in Midland today, and we found a brand new oak wilt center down here in an area we'd never had oak wilt before. And we've had that in Lubbock several times. We I remember a new oak wilt center over in Rush, probably four or five blocks from any previous wilt. And and I think it was from a client having a roof put on. You know, the roof. Wow. We had a hailstorm, and the roofer cut a branch off to that was down on the roof, and that was an infection cord, and attracted the beetle, and now we have a new oak wilt center.
James, you mentioned that it can be spread through pruning, and I know that at Extension we kind of recommend laying off pruning from mid-February through the end of June. Would you agree with that? And then what else do you recommend as far as stopping the spread of oak wilt?
Well, we don't go so far as the end of June. We usually start about mid-June, but yeah, absolutely, and for the reason that the beetle, it's a nit beetle, commonly called a sap beetle. There's 28 different species in that genus, and one in particular is such a good vector for oak wilt that we really want to avoid its flight period, which is in the spring. And so if you have an absolutely compelling reason to make a cut, to make a wound in the spring, like the people that got the roof, mm-hmm. they probably would have been just fine if the cut had been made proper and had it been painted immediately. But it's well proven. That's one thing we do have good science on. That beetle is very attracted to wounds. The science shows that the beetle will be attracted to that wound within 15 minutes. And so when you have a tree hanging out over an alley or out over the street and it's been being hit by a bus or the trash truck twice a week, take that branch off and control the situation. As far as tools, there's never been a documentation of wound of a passing of oak wilt via the wound via tools. The thing is, though, is sterilizing your tools is so easy and cheap. And why not, you know?
Hey, James.
Very quickly, I know we've got to take a break, but I just wanted to see, sure. If you took a tree out that had that and then you planted a new tree in its place, is there a chance that it could get that through the ground, through the soil?
Yes, there is, I think. Not through the soil, but through the roots. There is. I think it's pretty minimal, but the overriding thing would be, why plant an oak in an area where you have nothing but oaks? Mm-hmm. Something else is not
right.
Yeah. Hey, James, we're going to cut away, take a break. Okay. Hang with us. We'll be right back. It's 6:47. Good morning. Good morning right now. 6:52 with Tom Laura. We've got Vikram Baliga, Horticultural Extension Agent, Lubbock County, also on the line with us. James Tuttle, Tree Loving Care Arborist, tree expert, and all-around nice guy. James, thanks for being with us. Hello?
Yes, good morning.
All right, thank you. James, when you see oak wilt, what are the signs of that? We were talking about some browning or tipping back mm-hmm. in the oak leaves. What do you do to prevent your tree from getting it? Is there anything you can do?
Yes. Trenching is a very important thing to do. The main way oak wilt spreads is root graft one tree to another. The beetle can spread it in overland transmission, but at least 97-98% of the trees that die get it from a neighboring tree via root graft. So trenching is very important. The problem is, in an urban situation, by the time I start talking about trenching through root systems and sprinkler systems and patios, then people go get a gun and run me off. So
yeah, they're not real happy.
That's a real problem. Yeah.
How close would you let the infection get? How close would it be before you start worrying and start treating your trees?
When it gets 300 feet away, I get real worried real fast.
Okay. Hey, James, listen, we're about out of time, but we're going to revisit this. May give you a call back soon and talk about this some more. We appreciate your time, James. Total Tree Loving Care. Vic Baliga, Lubbock County Horticultural Extension Agent. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Right now, 6:54. Good morning. 6:58, Lubbock's First News. It's 76 degrees.
And we're talking with Vic Baliga. He's a horticulturist, and we're talking about oak wilt. Very quickly, if a homeowner or business owner sees oak wilt or what might be oak wilt in their trees, what can they do?
Definitely call my office. Call me at 775-1680. Again, 775-1680. We're going to start building a database of where oak wilt is, and so we can keep up with it. Tracking, it's important. And I can give you some advice and get you in touch with a certified arborist who can help you out with your problem.
This is kind of like the Ebola virus for trees.
So keep an eye on your trees and also your neighbor's,
and your neighbor's trees. Drive around the neighborhood.
Yeah,
if your tree dies or gets oak wilt and you don't notify your neighbor or somebody else, it's just like, it's just going to keep spreading.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It will. So we need to stay informed on it and stay on top of it.
Because trees are a precious commodity here.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely right.
Yeah. Hey, Vic, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's 6:59. Good morning. Coming up at 7:20, we're going to be visiting with Moonlight Musicals and Travis Birds because they are doing a U.S. Ocho out at the Silent Wings Museum in commemoration of D-Day this weekend. Of course, 70th anniversary is tomorrow, June 6, 1940.